Amalek, so Avram told him, Eza yoifi shali. I don't have yoifi. Ani yobonei nechas on the ear. Ve'em b'nei odom makirin b'ino av leben. Mipnei sha'ya odom chai mea masayim shonu v'maskit. That I walk into a city together with my son, nobody distinguishes between the father and the child. People would live 100, 200 years, and there wouldn't be any zikna. Am Avram, Ribon Shalom, Tzorchat el hafish bein av leben, or bein nar lezokin, sheiskabed hazokin benar. That you need to make a distinction so that people will be mechabed av. Am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hayechem imchani maschil. Holach v'lon bois alaylo v'omad baboyker, kim shomad roh shehild musaroi shevizziknoi. So I'm not sure if the word dugma here is positive or not, but a lot of times the word dugma is negative. Amle told my teres teferes seva v'hadas kenim seva v'chaynem av Avram zakim. So Chazal say here that Avram Avinu was misspelled for zikna, and he was the first one to bring zikna into the bria. A lot of it is hard. The lot of nekudis that are hard to understand. The musig of it being a form of yoifi. There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Yafefis mim de adam." Omle, he said, told him, "What kind of yoifi is it if I and my child go into a city and they don't know who to mechabit?" I mean, that has to do with hilchas derech eretz, I guess. It has to do with. It's people don't know who to ask, who to defer to, but where does that have a sheiches to yoifi in particular? Of all the midas, we wouldn't pick yoifi as the midas, the heading for this. Also, you find a Latin chazal that zikna is seen as the opposite of yoifi. I mean, in the sedra we have bas chofke bas zayin. Was for yoifi. In other words, younger is more yoifi. It's pashut. That's the metzias. So where is yoifi understood in terms of zikna dafke? And it's mashma in the lashon. They told him all the fun of ribon shel olam sasini dugma. I think it's negative. Usually the connotation is negative. He said, "Look what you did to me." So he said, "No, I adorned you with beauty, like it says in the pasuk, ateres tiferes is seva, vadas kenim seva." That the seva is a tiferes. In other words, it wasn't so pashit that being old and everything that comes with zikna is a yoifi. And Akash Baruch told him that's the pasuk says that it's yoifi. You find a lot of times in Tanakh it says koftalov zikna. The word of Kofsov Zikna, meaning that he'd be prematurely great, and it's not seen Dafka as an Inya of Yoifi. So we have to try to understand a little bit the Inya of Zikna Dafka through Yoifi. You also find, I mean, the Chazal also say about who was Nigram Zikna, it says Lamashal, that a person is there are different people who went through different things that can cause that can cause zikna. It says ishara banim tzaras with banim and so on. The Chazal repeated again over there in the Tanchuma. It says Hashem alekai gadal tamoid god lato beniflores shasisim adam shnasat le zikna v'seva sheiluli kein ein adam yodeh asmi lechabed. So it says, Hashem alekai gadal to me'oid, the me'oid is zikna. Shenema ve'eli zokin me'oid. Hoid v'hoda lavashto, hoid ze ha'oiz shal vashticho b'yam, and so on. So Chazal speak about zikna, and they say that zikna is to know who to be mechabit, and this is called Hashem alekai gadal to me'oid. It's very hard to understand what is the pshat gedalta me'oid. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gewaldig neflois is that he created zikna. I mean, zikna is a lack of a person. When you look at a quick runner, you look at somebody running very quickly, and it really, really, you just look at a tiger or something that who runs very quickly, you're spoiled from the Gadlus HaBayri. But you see an old and slow person, that's hard to say that there's a Gadlus and a Flos HaBayri in that more than a young person. And yet Chazal darshin it on the pasuk of Hashem Lekai Gedalta Me'oid. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Gevaldike Gadlus was this. It needs to understand where is there a specific gilui of our Kadosh Baruch Hu in an oifen that's Gadlus Me'oid. In Medrash Rab over here, it says two elements. Avram Zokin Zekona Shnei Lamas. That he was Koina Toy Lamas. There's no remes to that in the Musig of Zakin. It's in the Trikin, but it doesn't have to do with the Zikna Mela, the part about Zekana Chachma. So, okay, the word Zakin usually implies Chachma as well, and then the Trikin is Zekana Chachma. But Zakin Zekana Shnei Lama is needs a Hezba. And then Chazal say Shloisha Nichtarim Bezikna Ubiyamim or Shloshtem Hayu Roish L'Nisayim. There were three people that were Omid B'Nisayim. They were especially Meutar Nisayim, Nichta B'Nisayim, and those three people have the case of Zikna. So there is a Knech over here that Zikna has a case with Nisayim. It's a Gemara, Rabbi Yech, it says, I think it was Rabbi Yechon used to stand up for even a Zokin Hashmai, even for an old man, a goy, or not a tzaddik. He used to say that, Kama harpatkai oda de haigavra. Take a look, this person has gone through a lot, and therefore he's worthy of having covet. So definitely see that Nisoyan, was going through something, is an inyan that shaykh to covet. But it's hard to understand exactly. I mean, yes, a person is gone through a lot, but where does it? Why is that shaykh to covet more than anything else? It's rachmanis. A person who went through a lot, suffered a lot, had a lot of tzaras, is rachmanis worthy. But where is an element of covet which is reserved for chshivas and specifically for chachma? One more nekuda here that Chazal say, it's a very, very hard pasuk to say over, it's a very hard inyan. It says that Avram, that he was very, very, kilu, he wanted to have this special ateris of Zikna. So Chazal say that Akadosh Baruch Hu told him, dayoi for an eved to be like kirabboi, that about HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a pasuk. It says in the pasuk in Daniel, it says Daniel saw the chalomis of the Dal Malchus, and he saw Malchus Rome, and he saw all the Malchus, and it was very frightening. And it says, Ad the Rom Yekisyu, until the chair of Din was put into place, and the Atik Yoimin, Atik Yoimin literally translated means the one of old age, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu sat bedin on those chairs, and it says that Levushe is Kitlag Chiver. The Levush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like white snow, and his hair Kaviyochel was Akamar Naka, like white or clear wool. That's the Lashon, and that's what Chazal say over here also. It's shayach to just like if this is good enough for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if this is appropriate for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyochel it's shayach to Avraham Avinu. I mean, the Mashal itself is Dvaram Dvar Shel Olam, where we're talking about in Yonim that are stumim chsumim, but because Chazal say that is specifically the Hoga that Shayach Tavrom Avinu. And to Zikna Bechlau, to Zikna, this is the Maton of Zikna, this is the Inya of Zikna that he gave with Tavrom. It's a half of a fellow. What exactly is that Hanhaga that Shayach to him? So demus is, you have to understand, zikna, when the Torah describes the need to be mekabed a chacham, it's called zikna. So it is in the Greek, zeshakana chachma. But becholayfin, the word, we don't find the word chacham or talmud chacham in that sense. We don't find the word talmud chacham, we don't find the word chacham in that sense used as a person worthy of distinction because of his wisdom. The word is zakin, zikne eida, zikne ir. The word used in the Torah is zakin. And even if he's a Talmud Chacham who's young, you still have to stand up for him. And yet the Torah uses the word Zakin, whose primary connotation means old. We use it by extension that usually the elders are the smarter, the wiser, the better. So it's used for anybody who's a Chacham. But B'chol Oifin, Lashon Kodesh in the Chumash knows of the word Zakin to describe a person who is wise, I guess. Bemis, you have to understand the whole, what is the yoifi? Chazal, they describe the yoifi of zikna. The metzias that Chazal describe when a person gets embarrassed, why it's like ritzicha, is that the ozel sumke v'ose chivra. When a person gets embarrassed, he flushes, he becomes very red, and then he becomes pale. Pale is a death type of mara. A person who looks pale is lacking in chiyus. Everything that is red and flush tends to have a lot of chiyus. Anything that's pale is lacking chiyus. That's the simen of something that is in a lulav, one is simonim, if it's dry, if it becomes whitish. White color in Balei Chayim is a lack of chiyus. So, why? It's inevitable. A person gets older, his guf has a limit. But why would that be the simen for the yoifi of Chachma and so on? It doesn't have to have a shaychus, but if you're telling me this is the beautiful crown, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Kaviyachal, that he has white hair, Kaviyachal, and white clothing, Kaviyachal. So, to pick something which is a type of Misa, it would be like saying Tsuras is a simon for something good. Tsuras also, the whiteness of the area denotes always a lack of Chiyus. When Moshe Rabbeinu took out his hand, it was white, because tsaras is a lack of chiyus, and it's white. So where is there, how does that become a simen for Dovah Toiv and so on? So the Maral says different places. One place he says a little more specifically. Maral speaks about let's understand it. A person has an neshama, and the neshama's levush is the guf. The guf is the chelik of the person through which he acts in this world. Nothing is expressed and nothing is impressed on the person except through the guf. So a person absorbs information, understanding, sights, sounds, etc., via the guf, and it comes into neshama. And the person expresses from his neshama through his guf. We start out that the guf has its own chiyus. It can live and does live without the neshama, in the sense without the higher parts of the neshama. So a baby is born, there's no real expression yet of any ruchnius, and it's a fully living, functioning little being. A person doesn't get a Yetzer Toiv until he's 13. The chiyus and so on, because the guf has its own chiyus as such, and therefore, so just like a person can have a computer and a monitor, the monitor can be on, the computer is not attached. It's its own. It has its own power supply, and it goes by itself. So the guf in itself, as a guf, has a chiyus, has a metzius, and it goes around. The nefesh and neshama has its own mahalchim of chiyus and its own mahalchim of doing things, and it uses the kli, the guf as a kli to express itself and so on. As a person keeps going on, as a person keeps living together, the nefesh and the guf should not be like a car that a person uses, and it's really not a full expression of the person. The person sits in a car, the person can be 18 years old, the car can be 25 years old. The person can be 80 years old, the car can be a month old. One has no shaykhs with the other. The car is an entity used by the person. A guf and a nefesh is lacking. If the neshama refers to the living force in anything, but if the neshama does not succeed in remaking the guf, that's lacking in the ability of the neshama to affect the world around it. Forgetting about the world around it, what about your own guf? What about your own metzias? What about your own kli? If you can't make a change in that, then where has the neshama expressed itself? Ma'aseh Nayiros, it says by Yosef, whatever it means by Yitzhak Yosef, it says he was doing Ma'aseh Nayiros. Misalsel b'sayrosav. Nayiros is when the guf is at its peak mitzad the guf. And if the guf is at its peak mitzad the guf, the guf plays its own role. It's misalsel, it's Cyrus, it's meyapa itself. It does inyani guf for the guf's sake, because that's what the guf is. Accomplishment would mean that a person could actually take and slowly substitute the chiyus of the neshama for the chiyus of the guf. That the neshama draw its chiyus from the nefesh, that the guf draw its chiyus from the neshama and not from its own guf. So there are two mahalchim in this. A person's guf can get worn down mitzad the mitzias of the world around it. So a person goes through just plain hardships, and he, like it says in Chazal, different things of kofsel of zikna. Kofsel of zikna is usually a bad sign prompted by some sort of physical or emotional difficulty. That's not something that is a maila. Then it's something that is a chisaron, because it's a chisaron of the guf bred by chisaron. It is something that came about because you were lacking. You didn't have food, you didn't have shelter, you didn't have nachas ruach, you didn't have menuchsa nefesh. Those things wear a guf down, and the guf is loses, and that's where kofs of zikna is a chisaron. Where the nefesh, where the neshama succeeds in supplanting the chiyus of the guf, and is slowly the guf begins to lose its own dynamics, and it becomes kol kula an expression of neshama, that's maila. So just like we take a look at a person and we say, you know, it's hard to see where he lives. Like you read about big tzaddikim, that they were frail and they kamat weren't nenefal hazeh, but they were always dynamic and besimcha and so on, because the chiyus of the guf was yonik from the neshama. The guf itself, its relationship to the neshama, is as follows. Normally, as the guf has its own metzias, and it really, really does not reflect the person, so the guf has its own color, and it's opaque. It doesn't. You don't see anything through it. The process of it becoming transparent, where you begin more and more to see the neshama and the nefesh through the guf, that mahalach is the mahalach of the neshama taking over the inyani guf, and you begin to see the neshama through there. The color that Chazal used, the color that the psukim use to denote something that has no metzias of its own, is white. White means it's lost its outside pigment. Things that are transparent or white, or we always say over the Rambam, Mor Nevuchim speaks about Lidnas HaSapa being transparent rather than white. In clothing, you obviously can't have transparent. So white is a color that it's as least hester as possible to the pnimius. So there's a chiddush here. The chiddush is that levush, there is a levush that is white. There's a levush that allows for the neshama, that the guf should look neshamadik. Just like it says by, we see the Ramban, by Yaakov Avinu, and by the Malachim, that there's levushim that are very, very ruchniistic, kimat don't obfuscate the radiance of the ruchnias. So too there are levushim that are white, that are kimat the teichen of the neshama itself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel, let's go back to the parasha of Daniel. In the parasha of Daniel, we saw that the Dalad Malchias is the hestaponim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's levish levushim on levushim, where everything is behesta. When that comes to an end, at the point that Atik Yoimin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's most original Ratzon, comes to the foreground, breaks through the different Hasterim and Levushim, and it comes across to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga Kaviyachol is described to us as white clothing and white Cyrus Kaviyachol. In other words, almost transparent, where you see kemat pnimis. Morel says this, that Avram Zokain, he said, the world was not a world of seichel. So let's take a look. A person who's very physically oriented. So the person is big, strong muscles, a big balbasa, a lot of color. That is, so you get the sense of a guf, and somewhere inside it, trapped or locked in, is a neshama. So when the world, before Avraham Avinu, the world did not have any outward projection or manifestation of seichel. The Maharal used the word seichel. With Avraham Avinu, when seichel started coming to the world, that's where zikna made its appearance. A person who is sichli, and they come together as a process. When a person, as a person becomes more and more sichliistic, his guf becomes more and more refined, and the person's, when you see a person who is sichli, you get a sense that he's all animation, he's all pnimius, and the guf becomes unaccented. It becomes deaccented. It doesn't project itself. You see the teichen of the person, and you don't even see the color or whatever's around it. That is, the Maharal says, why zikna came at Avram. At the point in the Bria that seichel appeared in the world, that's when zikna appeared in the world. Because zikna is where seichel takes over, and instead of the guf containing a neshama, the neshama is malbish itself with a guf. That was the transition point. The reason why it's called yoifi is because yoifi means the ability to give over to others what's inside it. So an apple, before it's ripe, it looks green and uninteresting. When it turns edible, it breaks out into color and into aroma. telling us, Rabbeisai, it's what's inside it is good to eat, and the yofi on a person is I am a person with milas and midas tovas. So if it's sheker deka yofi, then it's misleading advertising. But the makom of real yofi is that the teichen is able to project itself. Avraham Avinu was the one that was kairi b'shem Hashem. He went from place to place. His metzias was to project out into the world of into the world around him what is going on. So Avraham came with a trunya takarish baruch hu. You called me yofi yofis mi adam. You called me somebody who is a mid of yofi. What do you mean the mid of yofi? I've been working on myself for 120 years, 130 years. And I come in with my son, 130 more. I come with my son, and the 130 years of avodah that I have with my son is not noticeable. Where is the yofi over here? Where does a person look at me and say, "I can see"? There's a lavush, there's a projection, there's a demonstration that I can see the difference in working 130 years in yourself or just having started avodah Hashem. That was the part that was missing. And Bemela, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Good, I will endow you with the yofi that I have." That darga, that a person's zichuch haguf should have an expression in its mitzias chitzoni, is something which comes. That's what the mitzias of zikna is. So when the zikna is caused by just a miut of guf. It's kulim halach of misa, and it's certainly not yofi. A person doesn't look good. A person doesn't look well. A person is kofzel of zikna. It's bad. Kofzel of zikna means the zikna jumped from the outside instead of expressing itself from the inside. It's not that his guf's koach achius was supplanted by his neshama's koach achius, but rather it just died off, and that is chisaron. And therefore, all sorts of tzaros can cause zikna, like the Chazal say. When a person's zikna is caused by the koyach of his neshama to project it, that's the yofi that Avraham Avinu was talking about. And that's what Avraham Avinu, just like Avraham Avinu, took from the world. He was the first one that was koyri b'shem Hashem. Shem Veva were big tzaddikim, but they sat in their own corner and learned. Whoever wanted to came there and learned in their mayra. But Avraham Avinu went and projected Shem Hashem in the world. He projected it by speech, and he projected it with his etzem etzius that there was zikna that came out. There's another aspect of the same inyan we're talking about. It says zikna zeshekana chachma. Zeshekana chachma means it became permanent part of him. Kinyan denotes a bilus. And Reb Tzadik says that Kinyan is also dafka with tirch and yegia. Habata ba'alma is not koina. Machshav and diba are not koina. You need to take the thing. You need to take physical possession. You need to move something, push something, pull something. Something has to be done. A matana is where you got it without yegia. Without the Yerusha, you get it with even less yegia. But a kinyan meant a person worked for it. There was an amelus inside the person. So the zikna means zeshekana chachma means that it became part of him. It's not it was dumped on him. We spoke last 2 weeks. We were speaking Shalosh Shittos about the inyan of the chet of Eitz Hadas through seichel, that if a person takes too much seichel that he can't cope or handle, that's detrimental to him. Even sichli is taken yarek. And the difference is that which a person acquires by slow work, as a person harvests and works over something, that becomes part of his metzias. And that requires time. In other words, the zikna is something that's boba yomim. Chazal say over here, the Medrash Rabbah, there are people who are zkenim and not boba yomim, people who are boba yomim and not zkenim. The zikna requires a certain type of yigiyah and amala, And whatever becomes a niklat, whatever becomes absorbed through yegiya and amul, becomes part of the metzias of the person. If the guf was reworked, it means that it's that's really his. As long as the chachma and the seichel and lies apart from the guf, then it lives in its own world and it's not part of the guf. When it absorbs, when it changes the guf, it becomes absorbed in the guf. That's when it becomes the metzias of the person himself. It's just like if you have a kli, a certain kalim that you can wash out, a certain kalim the Torah was made that the bli is not yotzi midoifen of la'olam. When something becomes absorbed in part of the person, it becomes his metzias forever. That's where the Torah said, "Say v'tokum v'data p'nei zokin." The neshamas are all over the place. Malachim are all over the place. We don't stand up for malachim. We don't stand up for sefer Torah when it's an aron. If a sefer Torah is an aron, it's closed. We don't stand up for it, because anything that's behested from us, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over the place. We don't stand up for him because he's not mizgala. We live only with those things that are mizgala. V'darta p'nei zaken means where there's a gilui of chachma in this world, that's where a person has to be mechabel. Where the p'nei zaken, it shows the chachma's adam taipanov, that's where there's an element of adarta. I want to take it down a little bit to Yaneinu in one more knetch. The Sfarim bring a very beautiful tzustel. The Ishbitzer brings that, or Tzadik brings it. It's a Gemara in Erevin and Vav. It says people living in cities with malos and mordos, hilly cities, up and down, of mizdaknim bechatzi mehem, they become old before their times. So they take this inyan as also mitzad, it's tzir advarim, that a person who goes through nisyonos becomes zokim before his time, but in a positive way also. We said before that when a person becomes a zokim before his time, then it's not a good mila. That's where it's external. In other words, the person had a lot of hardships visited upon him. He was a passive bystander and just got hit with things. And there, the person becomes a zaken prematurely. That's kafsav zikna. Let's say a person works hard. Let's say a person works hard, very hard, and the zikna that comes earlier is a mila. Sometimes, even if we work the way we normally do, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu handicaps us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts weights on our shoulder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts obstacles in front of us, and to attain the same things that another person attains easily, we work harder, that also brings out zikna in a positive way. What another person took 100 years to mature and develop, I was able to do it in 50 years. The milus and mordus of chayim. When a person faces, a person has to understand the mushel of accomplishment in life, in Torah and in mitzvahs and everything else, is not we have a big keli and we have to put a lot of stuff into it. Have a big basket and load it up with apples. That's a simple mushel, and it's wrong. The real mushel is like wine that has to be aged. We have a metzias, and we need to slowly change our guf so that it goes from being masalsa besayrav, it becomes from being its own metzias, to being kol kuloi, an expression of nefesh. And that is the mile of zikna. That's the tiferes, that's the ateres. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's final crowning gilui is b'teres zaken. A person's lifetime is spent working so that things mature in him. It means that it's natural to him. It means that he's not fighting his guf. but his guf has adapted itself to his nefesh. It means that the person is full of chiyus, but the chiyus that's driving his guf, what makes him go, what energizes him, what moves him, is all the pnimius. And for that, if the nesyonis are in conjunction with avodas Hashem, then they're a maila. People who live in environments with a lot of ups and downs become zkenim early. If a person is just passive, where he's being hit back and forth with issues, that he's clueless, floundering, not doing anything with it, then that's chisar. Then the person's guf is being pulverized, but it's not a gilui of neshama. If a person is doing avodas Hashem, a person is doing what he's supposed to do, a person learns, a person's over Hashem, a person keeps going, the ups and the downs enhance the process. Like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that Sarayki ben Shimon Shana was a maila. He packed in chachma in 18 years that other people packed in 70 years. That's the maila of it. So a person's tachlasach, Avraham Avinu brought into this world zikna. It meant that there was a demonstration, there was an expression of pnimis in the chutz. You were able to see on the person's guf the lines of care, the lines of sichlius, the edelkeit of the lifnei Hashem of tefillah. 140 years of avodas Hashem was able to be seen on the person, and that expressed itself outwards. Hashem gedalta me'oid means, what does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gedalta me'oid? It means the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed outwards tremendously. A body is a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A neshama through a guf is an extraordinary gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If in this area, if this becomes the person, this is zikna, this is zeshekana chachma, because part is mitzias. On that framework, nisyonos and difficulties, ups and downs, are enhance the process. As the person goes forward and pushes, despite the milas and murders, then the person is mizdaken in a way that he has the teferes and he has the yoifi of zikna. And people see on him the hashpa that a person has on others. Avraham Avinu was kulei mashpia. He was an av. He was kirei b'shem Hashem. In terms of hashpa, when it's nicker on a person, nothing is mashpia on somebody else more than the heck upon him of chachma, of adinas hanefesh, of yir, of all the busha al upon him, the yir al upon him, which is the busha, and so on. All of those are the ultimate hashpa, and all of those are the result of the difficult process in a person being mizdaken and harlech.